Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Welcome to the Biz for Good Show, episode 49. Woo! Welcome, folks. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington. Of course, we have a live studio audience tonight. It's 11 something o'clock. It's not quite New Year's yet. This is the last episode of season one of the Biz for Good show. We're so excited, aren't we, Ryan?
We're going to close out 2018 with a bang, baby.
Yes, we are, and we have the amazingest of the amazingest guests with us today, tonight, whatever you want to call it. We have an amazing audience tonight, and two amazing guests, and a few other amazing guests we're going to bring on here in just a second.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was cool, Ryan. Do that again.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, and of course, you may hear the band in the background. We got a party going on here tonight. The Biz for Good show.
New Year's
wrap-up of season one.
Wrap-up. We want to thank the bands for coming out. They were awesome.
Yes, Retrospect and 88s. We're gonna make this a yearly thing, man. I think every year we're going to have to end out the episode. Or what do you call it?
Season.
Yeah, that's right. We need new logo. We need new graphics and stuff for season two.
Yep, coming shortly.
Yes, absolutely. You know a guy that can take it. Oh, look at that. Look at the voice in the box is here today. Sky, our producer, is actually here in studio. This is amazing. What a treat.
What a treat.
And we also have. Oh, check this out. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to. I suck at this stuff. Look at this. Yeah, that's right. You're all on live.
Say hi, everybody.
Okay, that's it.
See, we got people.
Yeah, we got peeps. We've been toying with the idea of doing a live studio audience every time, cramming them in the room. It's getting hot. Everybody's starting to sweat and
they'll
stuff.
Be totally bored, but that's okay.
That's okay. No. Okay, so what's the show? Ryan, take it away.
We're on episode 49 of the Biz for Good show, wrapping up the 20-year
anniversary, people! 20 years with the Biz for Good show, people.
First year. We have our lovely wives here.
We have the wind beneath our wings that make us who we are. They tolerate our craziness.
They say, okay, have fun with that podcast, hey.
Yeah, we got to tell a little bit of the story. So Ryan, and people have heard this before on the show, but Ryan came to me, you know, in, I don't know, December of last year. I think it was December,
yep,
of last year.
December of last year.
And said, hey, Bobby, I want to do a podcast. You want to do it with me? And I said, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we didn't talk about it anymore.
No.
And I'm thinking, Bobby fashion, I just decided, I bought some crap, I bought some stuff. And then I said, hey, yeah, okay, let's do it. So we took our phone out and we did our first two episodes.
And then
I started buying crap. And as you can see, the studio has grown. This was my office at one time. Now it's just a studio. Ryan, I'm in.
You're in?
Yeah, let's do a podcast.
All right. We're going to do season two now.
Season two. High five. Yeah. Around the mic. Very good.
I broke him.
Okay. They're just standing there so pretty and patient. They're waiting for us to ask them questions.
I'll introduce my wife and you introduce.
I like that. You probably know your wife better than I do, and I know my wife better.
I don't think I could do it the other way around.
Yeah, that would be
weird. I mean, they're both
awesome. You could. Yeah, we know them.
Yeah.
She's an amazing lady, your wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Ryan. Take it away.
Linda Pilkington from Idaho and Salt Lake. right? Anyways,
you're
Linda,
asking a question.
Yeah, no, that's not right. Linda Pilkington, my wife.
14 years of marriage. You should know
years.
This by now.
Oh, man.
Okay, episode 40, 50.
70, 25. Anyway, she's an amazing lady. I'm glad she's here with us today in studio.
14 years?
14 years.
In wow. March.
14 years in March.
So
amazing.
Thank you, thank you. That's Linda. She does everything. She makes the cool dips out there.
Yes, the jalapeno popper gooey juiciness.
And yet, you guys still bring my favorite nacho chips.
No.
I wouldn't sing your praises. My praises too high. I mean, you got, you know.
Just all goodness, food, goody goodness. Mm, well.
You got a good spread going on out there, guys.
Yes, there's quite a bit of food. And I haven't gotten miserable yet, Momo, so isn't that nice?
That is
I'm
nice.
Not too full.
That's good.
Yeah, just shove that mic right in her face.
That's good.
So this is Monique James, the Monique Dawn James, the Woo! Most powerful woman I know, most spiritual lady I know, wind beneath my wings, has put up with me for 21 years, believe it or not. She's put up with me for 21 years. A lot of people go, wow, how'd you do that when they meet her?
Every time.
Every time they say that, you've put up with him for 21 years? Wow.
That's true.
Well, you're amazing, Momo. You're amazing. So, like we do on the show, we're going to recap the
year. Since you can hear him and you can see this guy really good, he's going to be on the live.
He's going to be on episode, these two, yeah, and these two are going to be on episode 50. You're going to give a sneak peek.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Yeah, they're going to be here in just a minute. Yeah.
Next episode. Oh,
Plug the band. Absolutely. Didn't we say the 88s and retrospect.
Yeah.
So, but what I wanted to ask our wives is, what has this year been like for you guys? I mean, it's been crazy for us. What have you liked about the Biz for Good show? What have you liked about us doing it? Just tell us anything you can about the Biz for Good and how it deals with us. Go
Come
ahead.
On.
Linda.
It's your time to bring it.
Linda is her name.
Linda, that's what I said, isn't it?
I thought you called her Brenda.
I said Linda.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can call me anything. Just don't call me late for dinner.
That's right.
Seriously, though, I have just loved the vibes that have come around from the show. I've loved watching the show grow into what it is today. And there's just been a lot of great stuff happening, and it's just been fun to watch. Personally, it's been crazy because we only have one car, so.
Yeah, but she works just across the street.
That's right.
Yeah, so. But poor Ryan, whenever, you know, because I have to be to work at 5:50 a.m., so when it's time to do the podcast, on the day of the podcast, he has to get up with me at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
Mr. So I go to bed at 1 o'clock.
For the show.
You're a sacrificer. I
take me
it.
To work, and then I
oh,
have
I love
to
that song. Take me to work. Oh, no, that's church. Sorry.
But, you know, it's been great. It's been great. I love watching him grow from maybe saying 3 or 4 words to actually helping you doing the actual co-hosting.
And
so.
You help a lot by saying, hey, Ryan, get up, talk more. Come on, do something. And she's your biggest fan, and that's the way it should be.
She pushes me.
And she pushes us both, which is beautiful. She listens. She gives us her critiques and input, and we listen, Linda. We listen.
We listen.
I love that, Linda.
Well, as Ryan says, I have diarrhea of the mouth and constipation of the brain. I say what I think.
That's awesome.
So, Momo, how's it been for you this year? Any different than any other year ever?
With everything here. Not much different. I don't know what to say.
I'm the talker in the family, so.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. All the time.
She usually has something to say, though.
Except for when. No, never mind.
Oh, never mind.
I don't really have anything to say. I just
how's the show been?
It's good.
Because you have input. You give us input a lot. What do you think about what has it been like this last year?
I think it's awesome. I think it's good.
Although, I'm going to say, though, personally speaking, my two favorite episodes are the Chuck Norris episode.
You like the Chuck Norris episode?
I think it's hilarious.
I love it. Ryan was all depressed after.
I was depressed for a week.
And, well, you know,
Chuck was awesome.
It's the best epic fail ever.
I embarrassed myself in front of Chuck Norris.
Hey, well, no, we got to do it. Chuck Norris. Hey, you want to shout out to our fans? And Chuck's all.
What fans?
What fans? Whose fans?
Whose fans?
Like, our fans, the Biz for Good Show fans. It's like, dude, there's people out here a mile wide.
Did you say they're all here for us? We brought them all with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we brought them all with us. Chuck. Right. Chuck. That's when the security guard grabbed us, but oh well, whatever.
And my favorite is when poor Bobby did that challenge with
the... Oh my gosh. It's hot! It's hot! I had my Texas card revoked, unfortunately, because I only got 4 hot wings down. But if Jay's listening, it's 3 hot wings and a half a bite of the last one. It was so hot.
Revenge?
I mean, I love hot food, but that was hot lava.
Yep. I told you. I told you.
Yeah, dude. I will never.
Ryan Holly ate them all.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think Bobby should vindicate Ryan, because it was Ryan that suggested that you do that, Bobby.
Yeah, and we're going to do the sushi one. Ryan's going to do the sushi.
Hot sushi.
One. Hot sushi.
You know,
bowls.
I think it would be fun, really cool, is to get like one of those, see how many milkshakes Ryan can drown.
Ooh.
Oh, how many milkshakes you can drink?
And maybe $5 and $5 for each milkshake should go to charity.
I would have probably eaten another wing, but I knew if I would have, I was going to puke it up, and I really didn't want to puke live on the show.
But they gave you a bucket and everything.
I know they gave me a bucket. I just wouldn't have been my brand. It would have hurt my brand to puke in the bucket.
You mean it wouldn't have been dignified?
I think it would have been...
You think it would have been cool?
I think it would have worked for you.
It would have worked for me to...
It's coming from his wife. She knows.
Wait, they didn't get that.
I think we got that good. By the way, it was for a good cause.
It was for a good cause.
And for Shawnee out there, her mother thanked us for that episode.
Yeah, that was so cool. And did she win? She ended up winning, didn't she?
She won several parts of the thing. So.
Yeah, that's super, super cool. So we love doing stuff for the charities and all that good stuff. So
Cassie Swirl.
Cassie Swirl. And looking back on this season has been amazing. Mm-hmm. Dave Bradford was the CEO of whatever those companies were.
You need to show him the wall. Show him the wall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show him the wall.
Humans of Salt Lake.
So we have a wall
Humans
here
of Salt
studio.
Lake. Yeah, all the peeps.
And we have everybody sign it in studio.
Yeah, so if you can see
so if you
it.
Come
oh.
here. I'm putting
all of the signatures.
I'm putting a book together.
It's hard to see all those signatures.
Putting a book together.
Yeah, we're going to take a big we're going to take a picture of them all, then erase them, and then do season 2.
There's too much of a glare from the lighting in here.
Anyways, yeah, check it out.
Check it out.
We have pictures.
We love it. We're going to make, yeah, like you said, make a book of their all the cool sayings. Okay.
Camera operator.
Yeah, probably.
I can see that.
Yeah, technical. You know? Technical.
Hey, we're going to bring in another wifey?
Yeah, yes. So, thanks, ladies, for just being supportive and just...
Love you.
Yeah, we love you. We thank you for being supportive and just being connected to us and saying and putting up with our goofiness. Thank you, Momo, for putting up with my goofiness specifically.
Do I have a choice?
Well, you always have a choice, Momo. Remember, we always have a choice.
she's trying not to bite.
It's accept the whole package or none at all, right?
That's right. Yeah, the whole package, Momo. Yeah. That's right.
That's just how it works, right?
Absolutely. Oh, you got your new earrings on. They look really cute.
Yeah, see, that's a good compliment there.
I'm learning. Yeah. It's only 21 years. I'm learning.
You got to give her a wink at the end.
Oh, that's right. I suck at winking.
Okay, don't wink anymore.
That doesn't work at all now.
It's a little creepy.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks, ladies. We've got a few people good. We're going to have on the show in the audience. You want to invite our person up to ask, what does Biz for Good mean to you?
Yep, I'll ask her.
Okay. Thanks, ladies.
Hey, where am I going?
You're going to
trade places with Janelle and someone else.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to do Janelle first, and then we're going to have Michelle on.
Just to have Janelle sit with Linda.
Yep.
Just Janelle sit with Linda.
Janelle and Linda. So Momo, trade spaces. Places.
All right, my friend. You're on, my friend.
I am on. You're on.
All right.
Put the headphones on, though.
Okay.
All right. Let me introduce my good friend, dear, you know, we adopted Janelle here, so she's our family. Janelle Wright in studio.
Janelle Wright, welcome, welcome. welcome.
She's always right. She's never wrong.
I know I'm not. I know I am.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome
Thank you.
So much. Ryan and Linda talk about you all the time, how much they love you and are connected to you. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah,
what was it, five? How many years?
So it's been, believe, since we moved back from Denver, so it's been July of 08, so it'll be 10 years this July.
10 years. I was fixing some steak on my first grill in our apartment, and Janelle came over and said, hey, that looks good. I want some.
Yeah, I did. I told him I liked the, met him at the Sun River, and I met him there.
We used to give her rides to church when she was our neighbor. So we just thought we've always...
Yep, so we moved, and she always hangs out with us now. So.
And then I moved. I used to live in Sun River Apartments, and I couldn't get along with them. And I moved to another apartment to live by myself.
And you're still still good friends with these guys?
Yes, I've been.
And you guys still hang out and do tons of stuff together?
She really wanted to be on the podcast, so I said, you bet you.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad I come to see you guys.
She's a great dancer, too. She's been out there dancing, you guys. She's been awesome.
My stepfather teach me how to dance. Long time ago.
Awesome.
I tried to have her show Ryan, but she's like, no, Ryan's
no,
too bad.
I got two left feet.
She tried to show me too, and I'm not that great either.
I'll show you. I used to go square dancing long time ago.
Really?
I went squares dancing long time ago.
Awesome.
And all right, Janelle. Why do you think it's good to do good things in the world?
I like to be doing stuff.
Yeah, is it good to be doing good to people?
Yes.
Right.
I'm glad I met you guys, met you and your mom and your wife.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
I'm glad I come to be with you guys.
Super fun. You're super fun. You can tell you're super happy and you got good, awesome energy, and it's just a pleasure to be around you, Janine.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's Janelle for you.
Who? Who can't hear us?
Michael Dash and Heather Taylor.
Oh, they can't hear us.
Hey, Michael.
Hey,
Mr. Dash.
Michael, you can't hear us.
Intro.
They can't hear us at all?
Are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Good. They can hear me.
I have the audio up on the intro,
you can hear it?
But I took it down, so I didn't want to.
They can hear me.
Now I'm seeing these folks. They're trying to watch. They're saying happy
Oh, man, there's no happy
New Year.
Audio.
They're out there.
Why is the audio not working? Well, we've recorded the show anyway. The show is recorded.
They can see it. They'll hear it on the radio.
Yeah. We'll mix it. I don't know why.
Hey, Bobby. Computers like some people I know. You can't live with them and you can't live without them.
It's so true. It's so true.
I'd rather live without him someday.
Source. Normal. Whatever. Well, that is horrible. It's a good thing we're recording. Because that's why we do several different kinds of recordings. And we'll fix the audio someday.
Look for episode 50 with audio.
Yes, look for episode 50 with audio.
I hope you get mine in there.
Yeah, we got you. We got you recorded, and we'll put it on the video and upload it to the YouTube and all that good stuff. So it's just the folks that are live or having a hard time.
All right. Well, we're going to bring on another guest here.
Yeah,
okay. Cool.
So let's give a round of hand for these guys.
Yeah.
I'll let Bobby introduce these people.
You'll let Bobby introduce these people?
The people.
There's this person.
The beast
so
person.
So, we are adding... I'm just playing with the audio really quick, but it's not working. It's not fixed.
All right, let's just keep going, buddy.
Testing. Okay, I gave it my best shot. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our last person on the podcast. Okay. So we have updated our group.
We're expanding
our circle, and a person that's gonna be taking on a piece of the show. She is our, what do you call it?
Public relations manager.
Yes, that's exactly. exactly what you call it. So Biz for Good Show now has a new public relations manager. Please welcome Michelle Smith. Come on over.
Thank you.
put your I know it's gonna mess up your hair, it's gonna be horrible, but you can and then just shove the mic right in your face so you can you'll hear it. Just talk.
Okay.
Yep, that's pretty good, right?
Can you hear me?
That works.
I can hear you.
Okay. I can't
hear welcome, anything. Welcome to the show. So Michelle is a super good friend of Momo's, and she's the most happy, can talk to anybody person, is ready to do whatever. Anybody dare her to do something, she'll do it. So I'm just telling you right off the bat, people, if you want Michelle to do stuff, you just say, "I dare you, Michelle, will you go do that?" And she'll be like, "Sure, why not? Yeah, I'll
do it." You only live once, right?
That's right.
Double dog dare you.
So Momo was like, we were talking, and we were like, you know, we need somebody to just, you know, go spice some things up and talk to some people. And she's like, okay, yeah, sure, why not?
Well,
I'll do it.
When you...
What?
When you can talk to the people
right.
Telemarketer.
Oh, yes. Tell us that story. This is so, it's an interesting story.
It's a little bit too long to tell.
Okay, then I'll tell the short version. So, you know how you get those calls for drugs and stuff, and you get these people to call, that call from foreign countries, and they try and sell you something? Well, Michelle just stroke up a conversation and started shooting the bull with the guy, and they've got this huge friendship where he would call her all the time from India.
Oh, wow.
And she had his real name. It wasn't John. It was, what was
it? It was Charles.
Charles. But that wasn't his real name.
Oh, his real name was Sindel.
And he went by Charles.
But she, how long did you have a relationship with this guy?
A few months, like 3 or 4 months.
She would call, they would call and shoot the bull, and he'd talk about America and, she, and you know, and what he thought, and you'd explain it to him.
He was excited to come to America, and he wasn't trying to scam me, because I made sure that, you know, I wasn't giving any personal information out. But he did want to get to America because he was like 26, and he was interested in, you know, finding a mate. And he thought American women all look like Angelina Jolie. So he was excited to come over to our country to find himself somebody like that. I had to clue him in that, you know, it don't look like that, but yeah.
Did you end up buying the Viagra that he was selling?
No. Didn't buy anything from him, but had a good friendship, so...
That was a little personal, Bobby.
Oh, well, yeah. I just thought,
TMI.
I'd go there. But welcome to the show. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Being a part of the show. We're excited
it's
to have
exciting.
You getting in and out and going all over. She's going to be our other sound of reason, because you and me take off with the show and it goes crazy and it's all over the place.
I'm starting to do now what you're doing.
I know. We need someone to rein us in.
Rein us in.
So hopefully, you know, I have a feeling though, Michelle might come with us though, actually.
Ooh.
For the ride.
A little,
right, Michelle?
Yeah,
crazy
yeah,
ride.
I'm ready.
All right. She's hired.
She's hired.
I'm
folks,
ready.
Thanks for sticking with us for this whole first season of Biz for Good Show. When we started in January of last year, we didn't know what we were going to do, Thank you for all the 6,000 different downloads and people that listen to the show. We have some fans out there that really love it.
Go Japan.
Yeah, we have some Japan. Still no New Mexico? Still no listeners in New Mexico.
No. We need New Mexico.
We have 900 listeners in Japan and none in Mexico.
Maybe
go figure.
Get some telemarketers that can, you know.
That's what, yeah. See, if you could get buddies with all of these thousands of telemarketers, then we'd be all over
get some
the map.
Fans for you, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. What's going to happen. See, she's already thinking. She's already got the ideas.
Looking forward to season 2.
Yeah, we're looking forward to season 2, which you're going to be hearing in just a minute. And folks, we'll have the technology fixed. Anyway, the episode still works. It's recorded.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We love you. Okay, folks. Yeah, he's going to be on episode 50. So, see, Momo knows how to direct me, even from the back. She's better at directing from the back. Hey, you need to take care. care of this
and that. Take care of it.
Okay, Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Let's have some fun.
Yeah,
let's 2018 be super, super fun, folks.
Everybody leave with a hashtag.
Everybody helps us with the hashtag. We're going to say it three times. Hashtag be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good. Hashtag be good, do good.
And that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.